welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. My name is Wynn Free. My co-host is Don Newsom. And we are going to do our usual back and forth banter today. And Don, are you there? I guess he's not there. We're going to not do our back and forth banter until Don comes on the line. And one of the things I thought would be an interesting topic of discussion for this evening is the idea of service to self versus service to others. And Don, are you on yet? I don't want to really start until Don gets on, because then he won't be able to join the topic. So I will talk about something else while we're waiting. And if you haven't noticed, we've been doing a conference call for the past probably 14 months over the telephone every Monday night. And we started out with two or three people, and now we have maybe 30 to 40 people. And we put the conference call on BBS Radio. So I wanted to invite you who are listening to listen in on Monday nights at 6:30. And what we do is the calls are centered around usually a channeling from one of the groups that I'm working with, or a reading. Sometimes we play a channeling, sometimes we read a channeling, and sometimes we've had a live channeling on the call. And these are not normal channelings. These are channelings from those voices that have identified themselves as group souls who are part of the energetic system that are behind our physical universe. And they go by the names the Elohim, the Council of Elohim, and Ra group. And this is something that I became introduced to when I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, where the Ra group is allegedly speaking through David Wilcock and formally through Edgar Cayce, and they talked about how they worked, where they came from, how they interact with this realm. And as I studied it, they started talking to me. They started coming in my dreams. They started coming through my personal relationships.
Are they still talking?
That was both Rod group and the Elohim group. Don, are you there?
Are they still talking to you?
Who's talking to me?
That's what I asked.
Don, I'm trying to involve you. Are you listening?
I'm here. How are you? Is this my co-host? I heard
my co-host, Don Newsom, who is the founder of BBS Radio and the guy that works 16 hours a day to keep it on the air and bring forth all the great topics of shows that BBS is introducing to the world. Are you there, Don?
I'm here. Well, thank you. What a great introduction. What a just a fabulous introduction, Wynn.
Well, Don, every so often, I think
you're an expert at this.
I'm excellent at this?
Excellent. Excellent, my man.
Well, occasionally, it's good to kiss your ass. You're the best.
But I have a small ass. Trust me. No need to kiss it, folks. Too small. Not enough flavor.
You know, Don, we have a short show tonight.
Yes, we do. We actually...
Fred Bell is coming on at 6:30, right?
6:30. Tonight, we scheduled something a little different. There we go. Because we had to. Sometimes we make... some exceptions, and in this case, we needed to make one, so we're going to be cutting our show off a little bit early here tonight, folks. Around half after the hour, we'll be getting Dr. Fred Bell and Randy Masters up. They'll be doing an hour-and-a-half program, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you ever read Carla Ruckert's Raw Channelings on Service to Self?
Actually, I think I've read every channeling she's put out except for the Quo.
Except for the Quo?
Correct.
I was thinking that a really good topic would be service to self, service to others. That's a big topic. Okay?
That's a bang up one, yes.
And I think it's one that, I mean, I've given a lot of thought to try to really grasp that at the deepest level, because it's one of those things that you can actually take it out of context, and it becomes like, how can I say it?
Oppressive.
A prejudicial word that you suddenly start accusing everybody of being service to self. You know, it's kind of like a racial slur almost, a New Age advanced racial slur.
Right.
If you follow what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And usually when someone starts doing that, it almost indicates that part of them is still in that place, because they're not really grasping service to self, the difference between service to self and service to others. It's not just about being nice or being charitable. It's not that. I was thinking about what are the real characteristics of service to other. What are they?
That would make for a quantum leap in information, wouldn't it? What are those qualities? There's a lot of them.
Put you on the spot. You want to try it?
You mean give me the quiz? What are the qualities? Oh, sure. I'll take the quiz.
If anyone that's listening right now can feel free to put the thinking cap on. And basically, I think the terminology service to self and service to others comes from the Ra channelings, okay? I don't know if anyone had come up with it before then, at least as a formal differentiation. And, just for the understanding.
I think there have been a few others. One of those being Zeta Talk.
The Ra channelings were way before Zeta Talk.
Well, you're talking the origin of service to self versus service to others.
1981 was, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm sure it's some people have used other language, but Ra was channeled by Carla Ruckert, and is a huge group soul that permeates our universe. And if we believe how they present themselves, they are a service to other group that has been involved in helping planetary populations, evolve. And that you can evolve both ways, You can evolve service to self and service to others. And it's only at the very top level of evolution can service to others can go the final step.
And who stated that?
Who stated that?
Yeah, who made that claim?
I believe I am stating, I'm paraphrasing Ra, okay?
So we're really stuck on Ra right now. Ra.
I'm paraphrasing Ra.
I love you, man. I love Ra. He's my kind of guy.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of wisdom in Ra.
No, there is. It woke me up. In fact, the Ra channelings are where I got my start. So I have nothing against them, I think they're fabulous.
And I wouldn't quote something unless it made sense to me, okay?
I hear you.
No,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Ra folks. I mean, if there's anything that's going to open you up, there's, to me, two recommendations, the Ra material and A Course in Miracles. They'll both take you for a wonderful loop of truth.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Course in Miracles was Ra also. I wouldn't be surprised.
Could be.
Yeah, because they don't always identify themselves as Ra.
True.
They just want to find a space to come in.
That's what I think.
But I think I said it wrong. I think that you can evolve in service to self, and at the final stage, you have to switch to service to other. I think I said it wrong when I said it before. And the reason is, service to self, on some level, is going to use and try to manipulate other beings. And you can't take the final step of evolution, which would be the law of one, or, you know, being one with everything, being one with the universe. You can't take that final step and still be service to self, because you can't be manipulating and using something that is you. You have to treat it as part of yourself. I mean, Jesus was the epitome of service to other representation, you know, when he said things like, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. And the truth of the matter is, on the inner planes, your neighbor is you. And if you can see that, if you can see they're you, you will treat them, in that way.
Well said. I totally agree. Totally.
You do.
Absolutely.
Whereas a service to self would want to use their neighbor in some way.
Oh.
Now, but the thing is, here's the thing. We all have needs, right? We do need to use each other, right? I mean,
well, God says, use me, doesn't he? I think he says it in everything
exactly.
He is.
I mean, you know, you have a bunch of hosts. You have a bunch of hosts, and you use your host, and your host use you, and I use you, and you use me.
Well, that's what we are one means.
Right. So, you know what the real, to me, I was thinking about this before the show, the definitive thing that separates service to self to service to others, you know what it is?
Do I think I know?
You probably know.
I think that there are energies that, you see, this is a free will zone, and I think there
are... Wait a second. You just said it. You said the right answer, even though you didn't know it.
Okay.
Free will.
Right.
Free will.
Well, yeah.
Is the difference.
Sure, it's the difference here.
Yeah. Because free will, it means you can still use somebody's energy. They just have to have the free will to allow you, instead of manipulating their energy so that you have their,
Yeah, right? I'm with you in it completely.
Well, this is really an unusual night, Don. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I just think that would be self-evident almost. I've spent some time in that. It's pretty self-evident.
You usually argue with me even when you're with me, so... We're having a different kind of a night tonight.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm cutting half your hour off, man.
All right, that explains it. Oh, geez, maybe don't tell me that in the future. Maybe we should just do a half-hour show every night. So in other words, Don, you're being nice to me because you're feeling guilty.
No, I'm being nice to you because I don't want to feel guilty.
Do we have anybody that wants a call, that wants a comment on this? Why do they think Don is being nice to me tonight? Did he feel guilty to feel nice, or did he not want to feel guilty to be nice? What is the real answer?
What is the real answer? It's almost like here's your two choices. You got, let's see. What's her name? Man, I've grown so used to forgetting her. Oh, my gosh, Mrs. Clinton. You know, you got your choices out there. And one of them's Mrs. Clinton, and the other one, I mean, who knows? Who's it going to be, right? But it seems like the same situation here. You just gave them two choices. Told them to pick one. You know, I say to the caller, don't pick any of the choices. Just call in. Tell us what you want to know. You think anyone will call in now, right, Wynn?
No one calls in.
They never do.
They never
do. Oh, well, you know, there'll be a few that'll call in. My mom might call in. Doug might call
Doug
him.
Doug might call him.
Let's see. Who else we got? Who else we got out there in Don and Wynn World?
It's only your family.
Well, hey, see, that says something very important right there, doesn't it?
I know it. So, at least your family loves you.
That's right. Now, the audience, they're still debating.
I'm wondering. Well, I think we scare people. You know,
over the airwaves.
Do I want to tangle with these guys? There's only two possibilities, Don. Either we scare them, or they're not there.
You know, I would have to bet the latter because I have a large ego.
You'd rather they weren't there.
I'd rather just be thinking I'm speaking to nobody.
You'd rather think you were thinking to nobody.
Well, what's your name?
To think that you were scaring people, right?
Exactly.
I see. Maybe that's the better choice. You're speaking to nobody as opposed to scaring them. Maybe there's another possibility. Maybe nobody understands us.
Well, maybe we can get, we got a little time. Is Bok Choy there?
Or maybe everyone's apathetic.
Tell me Bok Choy's there.
Huh?
Is Bok Choy there?
Bok Choy?
Bok Choy?
You mean the dolphin?
Yeah.
He's not here tonight.
Really? Bok Choy,
I mean, Bok Choy likes to talk to us, at least. He's not scared of us.
Who's that?
Bok Choy.
Bok Choy. All right, bring Bok Choy on.
Well, he's not here.
All right, then bring Bok Choy on.
Bring Bok Choy on?
Oh, we got our first caller. We're going to take it.
Oh, we got someone to call, Don.
Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to call in.
I guess we should turn up your volume so we can hear you.
Okay.
Well,
what in the world are y'all talking about tonight?
Who do we have talking to us?
Huh?
Who's on the line? Is that to say your name? You don't have to, but... We can call you caller X.
We're supposed to guess by the mumbling.
You can be anonymous. It's okay.
You what?
So could you answer our question? Do we intimidate people from calling?
No, I don't think so.
Then it must be the latter.
You intimidated me. I called.
See, it must be the latter. We don't have anybody listening to us.
I think that people are so amused that you guys...
Oh, you know, see, that's like, hey, boy, isn't he cute? Oh, he's...
They don't want to ruin the flow of you guys' conversation because it's hilarious. I got tears right now.
Are we funny?
Huh?
Are we funny?
Yeah, you're funny. You're hilarious.
Now, are you one of our regular listeners?
I don't know.
Me either.
I have a question for you guys.
All right.
Wait a second. Are you one of our regular listeners?
Am I one of the regulars?
She's called in before. You can't remember that?
Yes, of course I'm one of the regular listeners.
Absolutely.
You're the psychic from New Jersey.
I'm a what?
Are you the psychic from New Jersey?
No.
No, no.
No.
Well, I'm just so glad you called. It makes me feel really good that we have a regular listener.
Somebody connected up to us.
I have a question, guys.
All right.
Okay.
Spill your beans. It's not going anywhere.
God, okay. Well, there's several ways that you could do that, you know. Spilling the beans, if you know what I mean. No puns intended. Or should that be poots? Anyway, they were just talking about today on some of our mass media talking head idiots that... gas is going to go to $4 and more, but yet some of these top oil executive CEOs bring home a $400 million paycheck every year.
Yeah, so it's just more blatant.
The friggin' well.
You see, but the thing is, it's just that you're seeing it for what it is. It's not any different than what it was, only you're just seeing it now. Mm. So that they have to contend with eyes opening all up the world. It's literally a global awakening, and now they have to contend with being, it's almost like someone just pulled the cloth out from under them,
yeah,
or from over them, so we could see them.
Yeah.
And nothing's really changed. It's just that we get to see it and all its funky glory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comedy of errors, and it's getting ridiculous, and that's exactly what was meant to happen. And these little puppets dancing are going to give away the masters. And the masters are starting to realize that their puppets are...
Well, I have a thought on this.
All right.
I think that they're making their last big push to suck out every penny they can out of our oil-based world economy, because they know it's just a very short matter of time before this free energy machines and all of the applications that will be involved with it are soon going to come out into the public's usefulness. And I think they're trying to get their last penny out of it. That's my personal thought.
It always comes down to greed. I mean, their favorite pastime is money, so you follow that trail, and it'll always lead you to the right place.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
It'll lead you down that rabbit hole.
That's right, because those the same people are in it.
Oh, absolutely. And they know their time is short.
Yeah.
They're shaking in their boots right now.
They actually don't know it. They have plan A to Z, and they think that they're, well... They actually believe they got it all in hand, it'll all work to their advantage. They truly do.
I know they really do believe this, and that's rather sad for them. I pray for them every night in my
meditation. So do I.
Because they're going to need help. They need it now.
Yep.
When they have held their ego in such high self-esteem, and to realize that they are not on the top of the heap, that we are all one, and no one is any better than another one, then I think that's going to be a very difficult thing for them to handle.
Yeah, see, they're going to have to come to some spiritual understandings, and that's going to be difficult for them. So we almost have to bet that they won't.
I don't think so.
That mean?
Well, it means they move on to another planet and continue to play out the same old scenarios over until they can rise above that consciousness.
I think that's probably quite correct. Mm-hmm.
And it may take many more lifetimes.
Yeah, well, you have to...
It could be in this one. Who knows? That's
exactly.
True.
They separate themselves. They really do. They separate themselves into their own ball game.
Mm-hmm. But is there a free will intent of what they want to do?
Sure. It's always a matter of the free will. I just think that they lose their choices. They by their own choices, they lose their own free will. I mean, they don't lose it. They just don't recognize it any longer.
Right. And awakening in that aspect is something that you must not only realize it, but then apply it in your daily living.
I agree. Well, and with that, I would hope you'd stay with us while Wynn calls in the light.
Yes.
And we close out the program and bring another great program to the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
What time is it?
It's 8:25, 21 seconds after.
So we have another 5 minutes, right?
Well, he's got to be on at 32, so if we leave now, I just might make it.
You just might make it?
You just feel the weight of that, couldn't you?
You guys are a hoot, boy.
Don, Now, Don, you better tell Fred that when we go over, he better never complain.
Oh, God.
I will. Fred, what he said.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not even getting to the things I wanted to talk about.
I know. It was just getting juicy.
I don't know why Fred thinks he's so important that he can take a half an hour of our show.
I've been trying to explain it to him. No, don't take an hour, just half. Joking.
Well, James,
I was actually trying to give him the whole. Here's the funny part. I was trying to give him the whole hour. He refused.
Yeah. I know. That's because our show is so scary. You didn't even want to be on it.
Oh, you're trying to give him 2 hours, huh?
Yeah. I said, take the whole hour, man. We'll come back the following week.
Wouldn't hurt your feelings, though.
those of you who are regular listeners, we thank you for having the courage to listen every week.
Yes.
And we'll be here again next week, we think.
I have a new slogan, you know. After listening, after listening to the Don and Wynn show, you should ultimately realize that you really should take matters into your own hands.
Oh, yeah. I think most do.
All right. Let's call in the light.
Taking matters into your own hands for a long time.
Alrighty. I'll leave you, gentlemen.
All right, sweetheart. Oh, we love you. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. So let's call in the light.
All right, let's do it.
We have to go.
Can you get that, Seth? Yeah. All right, let's do that.
We have to go from being irreverent to reverent.
Exactly.
So let's take a moment and take that switch. Because this is serious, and this is where we join our energies together, and for the highest good of all concerned, send a prayer out to our planet, which needs it. And they tell me this actually works, and I've watched a lot of things change. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, and all our listeners, and for release our negativity into the higher realms of light to transmute for the highest good of all concerned. Transmute the negativity. We see ourselves right now creating a group energy, those of you who are free willing, where we join our high selves and we create one group energy, and we invite those group energies on the other side who are operating service to others to join with us. And we project this energy around our planet, around the entire Earth, and that it descends on those areas and trouble spots like the Middle East, like Washington, D.C., which we will call a trouble spot, all our major cities. And as well, take a moment and put yourself in that light for your own upliftment and send it to those people you care about, particularly those people that need healing. We'll take about 20 seconds of silence, and then we'll close this, and Don will be introducing Fred Bell. Thank you. Another evening of the Don and Wynn Show. We'll see you next week. God bless you all. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you, Wynn. And to our audience out there, we thank you very much, and we love you for tuning in to BBS Radio. Remember, there's always great programming here on BBS Radio. Always. Even if you don't agree with it, just listen.
And you never know. You never know when Book Troy the Dolphin is going to come visit the Don and Wynn Show.
That's right. So you got to stay apprised, you know.
Stay on top of it.
That's right. So up next, of course, is the great Fred Bell, Dr. Bell. And he will be up shortly with the Health Science Energy Show with a fantastic guest, Randy Masters. There went my co-host, and I'm going out too.
I love you.